In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Today, in more than 220 countries around the world, people celebrating what has become to be known as the Global Day of Prayer. And it is being celebrated annually on the Western Feast of Pentecost, which is today. Our Pentecost feast is, this year is 1 week later, or next week. And leading up to this event, people dedicate 10 days of intense prayer, which marks the time from the Western Feast of Ascension, the time that our Lord Jesus left the disciples, but promised them the Spirit, the Comforter, until the day of the Western Pentecost, which intensifies in this particular day prayers that are set in stadiums, in churches, in homes, in every corner around the globe, where it is estimated that hundreds of millions participate in this particular day of prayer, Global Day of Prayer. This one day will be followed by another 90 days of what they call 90 days of blessings, which means that people want to live out what has been prayed for. We want all the believers to actually take the message of prayer and disperse it or live it in the midst of the world until approximately the end of August. And it's so nice that this day, where all the Christians around the globe unite for prayer for different reasons, which we will mention in a minute, that also today's readings focus on prayer. So we find that in today's Gospel, our Lord Jesus says to the disciples, "Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." It is like having an extremely rich father, and his children are living under the poverty line. They never had the guts to go up to their father to ask for blessings or whatever material needs they want. And likewise, our Heavenly Father is so rich with so many things. But we shy to ask, we shy to stand before Him to ask of His blessings and of His comforts and of His peace. We are still living in confusion or in agony or in strife or in pain. And the Father wants to give us His joy and His peace, but we haven't asked yet in the Lord's name. Our meditation this morning will be entitled Ask, Seek, and Knock. The three levels of intensified prayers that our Lord Jesus spoke about in Luke 11, 9-10, saying, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Now, I'm new at this game, but I wanted to try it with you anyways. Maybe it will be a little refresher. And this game is called Knock Knock. Are you familiar with it? So, what are the responses? So, I say knock knock, you say? And then I say something, and then you say something. Who? Okay? So, let's see if this works. Knock knock. Tank. You're welcome. No? I know they're a little bit. It gets better, don't worry. Okay. You got it or not? Okay. I thought about it for a while until I got this one. Tank who? Okay. Knock knock. Canoe. Can you come out and play? Can you come out and play? Okay. Knock, knock. Boo. Why are you crying?
Boo.
Okay. Knock, knock. Orange. Orange, you're glad this is my last knock, knock joke? Thank God it's over. Okay. I won't put you through this torture again, I promise. But guess what? God actually likes to play that game. He's the one who said knock, knock. And the problem is, we never respond to it. We think it's a childish game, but He really wants to play with us this game. He says, ask, seek, and knock. Knock, knock. As a matter of fact, He gave us a specific parable about a lady, a widow, who went knock, knock. And He answered from inside saying, who's there? Right? You might be familiar with this parable of the persistent widow who went in the midnight and started knocking on the door of the judge and asking him for some bread because she has some guests. And he told her, go away. I'm already asleep with my children and everything is set. But would she go away? She wouldn't. What did she do? Knock, knock. And he said, who's there? She said, it's the widow. He said, widow who? The widow who wants bread. He said, go away. I'm not going away until you give me what I want. Until finally, he gave her what she came and she was seeking. And he told her at the end, for everyone who asks will receive, and he, what he asks, everyone who looks, knocks will find, and he is what he is looking for, and everyone who knocks will have the door opened to them. Let us look at the three stages that the Lord mentioned in Luke 11:9 to 10. It starts out by asking. Asking is different than seeking and also different than knocking. In the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 38 and 39, we find that a request came to our Lord Jesus asking Him to heal St. Peter's or Simon's mother-in-law. And we see an immediate reaction by our Lord Jesus to fulfill the request of those who came to Him. Now He arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house, but Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever. And they made request of Him concerning her. So again, asking is like making a request. Lord, here's the problem. What do you think the solution? We would like her to be healed. Is this your will or not? So He stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her immediately, and she arose and served them. And here we see God's quick response to asking or requesting. The Lord said, and whatever you ask in My name, that I will do. If you ask anything in My name, I will do it. In John 14, 13 and 14. But how do we know if this is God's will or not? When we pray, we have to say, let it be Your will, as it is in heaven, so also on earth. Lord Jesus, we trust Your judgment. We're not coming to You to call the shots, but we are presenting our case. But You, as a loving and a kind Father, knows what is good for us and what is not good for us. I remember a story that happened in the days of Saint Sarabamun Abu Tarha, one of the saints in the church. And A woman who couldn't conceive any children went to him. And she said to him, pray for me that I may have a child. And indeed, she had the child. But only after a little while, this child passed away, died. The mortality rate was very high at this time. And she went to him and she said, here's the child that you gave me. God gave me through your prayers. Why did you take him again? He said, well, let us pray. Whatever occurs and happens, it will be God's will. And he prayed for God's will. And God revealed to him that if this child had grown up and become an adult, he would have been someone who would stray away completely from his teachings. And now God wanted to take him in his childhood so that he would go to heaven as an angel. But the mother would not believe it or understand or accept that this indeed was God's will for him. And she said, I want him back. This is my only son and I want him back. And as he prayed earnestly more, God allowed that he would return to life. And indeed, he returned against God and he lived an evil life away from him. And when the child was older, the mom went back to the saint and she told him, I wish that I had listened to you. Maybe indeed this was God's will to take him as a child. I wouldn't believe it and I wouldn't accept God's will. Of course, this is not the case in every time where we lose one of our beloved. But again, when we ask, we say, Lord, let it be your will. We know only part of the picture, but you see the entire picture. You see the present, the past, and the future. For us, maybe we react on emotions or by, on the instant, we want to do our will, but we come before you to ask you, but we have to trust in your loving kindness and in your hands. God wants us to pray much more, but to pray in the right spirit and in submission and to accept his will. Yes, we can say what we want. Present your requests to God. Make them known to God. But trust also that whatever he says, he and whatever he answers, we will accept this from his blessed hands. The second level is more intense. It's not only asking, but it is seeking. And he says, seek and you will find. Seeking is searching harder for God's will. It is possibly the delayed answer to our prayers. God promised Abraham that he would have a son and the whole earth would be blessed and he would have this son from Sarah. Abraham rushed. He had the promise from God's hand, but he rushed. He said, maybe God didn't mean that I would have this child from Sarah. Maybe I'll have him from someone else. So God gave him, if he wanted a son, not from Sarah, he gave him Ishmael from Hagar. And of course, this created a whole race, and still up until this day, the children of Ishmael and the children of Isaac are still in conflict up until this day. Maybe he should have waited for God's will. Yes, seek, but also submit to God's will. St. Peter tells us in his second epistle 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. The Lord has a right time for all things, and we want the best gifts in the appointed time, in the perfect time, in the time of God, and not in our rushed time. In many things, we want things now to be done immediately. Of course, with the age of the computers, everything is getting faster. But we are also losing our patience. God doesn't work on our own schedule. He works on his own timing. And the beauty of the incarnation that it came in the fullness of time. When God had presented and prepared the Virgin Mary and the shepherds and all the people who would receive him into their lives, the Lord came at this particular time to incarnate and to live amongst us as a human being. In Psalm 27, verse 14 says to us, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, in the Lord. So again, seeking is more an intense prayer when our prayers are delayed and we don't have a response from God. Maybe some of our family members are away from the Lord and we've been praying. And this prayer is according to God's will. He's saying, wait for the appointed time, wait on the Lord. I say unto you, be of good courage and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait until I say on the Lord. Maybe we're praying for a job and it is delayed a little bit. See what is God's will for you being unemployed at the time. Maybe there are other things that you can do and God will grant you the request of your heart in the appointed time. Maybe it's a time to get deeper in our spirituality, our love for Him. The third level is the knocking. The one that we mentioned about the persistent widow who had some guests and she wanted it now. It is the Lord who is always knocking actually at our heart for Him to enter and to dwell inside. And the beautiful image that is given to us in the book of Revelation, and it is such a famous portrait or picture that we always gaze upon, it's the one where the Lord is actually standing at the door and He's saying, here I am, knocking at the door. Whoever opens for me, what happens? I will enter in. And I will dine with this family. I will bless this household. So don't think that you are the only one who is playing this silly game of knock knock. Actually, Christ is the one who invented that game because He is always knocking. And we are answering from inside and we are tarrying and we are delaying the answer. And we're telling Him who is there. We know who is there. It is the Lord who wants to come in and rule over the life, over the heart, over the mind, the soul, over the family. One of the beautiful things after the small group leadership preparation, when I asked someone, are you going to start a small group? And this member said, I will start the small group inside my house with my own family. It was such a beautiful answer. That this is a call that this family is answering for the knocking. And they are opening to the Lord and saying, Lord, come into our house and bless it. Bless each member. Each room in this house will be dedicated for you. Strong prayers with faith, even the Lord may change His mind sometimes. In like this persistent widow in Luke 18, verses 1 to 8. The Lord wants to enter, wants to change the heart, wants to change the attitude towards life and living in general. And He is able to do it. Like He did and changed the lives of so many people who were extremely far from Him, like Saint Moses and Saint Mary of Egypt, and many of the greatest sinners became the greatest of saints because they responded to the Lord's knocking. And so also He teaches us to knock and it will be open to us, a more intense form of prayer, a prayer for salvation of the world, and possibly a prayer like all the people around the globe are participating in order to have a true change of the world. We're not going to be satisfied with the world we're living in until there is no more injustice, there is no more hunger, there is no more famines, there is no more people taking advantage of one another, there is no more wars. This is what the Lord means by knocking. Let us knock harder and send up to Him fervent prayers with pure hearts, and He will indeed listen and change people's attitudes towards one another. These 10 days of prayer are themed. And for some people who don't have material for their prayers, here are some suggestions from the Global Day of Prayer that we can think about today in the Divine Liturgy, but also take home with us and live by. In day one, they took the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, as a general theme for the 10 days, and they divided it, each pericope or each sentence, into one day and one prayer. They said that Our Father who art in heaven is a call to revive, for God to revive and unite His people as one family before Him, for wayward Christians to repent and return to God as Father, learning to obey and trust Him, for fresh movements of prayer seeking the throne of grace with persistence. Hallowed be your name. It is a time to seek God to reveal, for the truth, to reveal the truth of God's character, to be exalted and honored, for God to distinguish himself from every false god and to expose every false thing spoken about him, for the word of God to be proclaimed in every people and place across the earth, for the scriptures to be translated and made available in every language. Day 3, may your kingdom come, for many to be drawn by the power of the Holy Gospel to submit their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ in order to love and follow him as King, for Christ's followers to walk in the fullness of God's Spirit so that they can live in the likeness of Christ, for the Lordship of Christ to influence every part of our cities and our societies. Day 4. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is a call for transformation, for God's people to bring the influence and blessing of Christ into every aspect of commerce, arts, education, governance, in ways that bring lasting transformation. For God's wisdom to be upon our government, leaders, bringing changes that increase righteousness and justice. For the righteousness, peace, and joy of Christ's kingdom to be a reality by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us skip to day 7. It is a time of reconciliation as we forgive those who trespass against us, to break the cycles of resentments, revenge, and racism, to the relationships to be restored, for signs of Christ's reconciling power in the midst of militarized conflicts, to restore relationships between women and men, and to bring reconciliation in marriages and renew relationships of children with their parents, for those who suffer for the name of Christ to endure persecution in the spirit of grace of Christ. Day 8, and lead us not into temptation, it is a call of leadership. For Christians to be filled with such love and zeal to please God that they are unmoved by enticements of materialism and sexual perversity. For God's people to continue walking in the light of his ways and wisdom in order to fulfill his purposes throughout the earth. That Christ would guide leaders of businesses and education and governments so that the curse of corruption would be overcome throughout cities and entire economies. Day 9 is a time or a calling to overcome, deliver us from evil, that God would restrain satanic powers, revealing the truth of the gospel and liberating many people to follow Christ, that the people would be delivered from idolatry, witchcraft, demonic oppression and depression, for Christ to break powers of darkness which corrupt and dominate businesses and governments around the world and the cities. And finally, they tend to glorify, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, that signs of Christ's kingdom will so fill the earth that many will be moved to celebrate the hope of his coming, that Christ's power will be seen in the humility and compassionate service of his people, and that Jesus our Lord would be honored, openly worshipped, and evangelized all over the world. Last night we had such a blessed prayer meeting in the church, and we tried to personalize these prayers. We were praying for our city, praying for our congregation, for the church, for individuals who are going through hardships, for the lost, for people, for orphans, for people who are living on the street, the homeless, and even our children were praying for things that are so specific, that for people to get along at recess, for friends to get along better, for friends to turn to God, not to be tempted to or distracted during prayers, and not to be to bully other kids at school or at recess, and not to be tempted with the internet, and not to be to fall into lies. Again, the spirit of prayer is one that should accompany us throughout the year. Our heavenly King is very rich, and he is asking us today to seek, to ask, to seek, and to knock, and it will be given, it will be provided. And indeed, it is such an honor to be communicating with the creator of heavens and earth. How can we not do it? Let us set aside some time every day in order to communicate with the living God. Let us enjoy the divine liturgy today so that we may raise our hearts to Him and start to pray for all the problems that are happening in the world around us. And let's see if we're going to figure out some solutions to these problems. Indeed, He promised, and He is going to fulfill His promise. The Lord grant us His blessings this day, and that we may remember His call, which is the theme for this year's Global Day of Prayer, which is taken from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. May God bless us today and every day of our life. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.